welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. It's still me and Conrad.
Hooray!
I know.
Boo.
It couldn't really get better.
No. And I'm naked.
You're always naked. Apart from your diaper.
My man diaper.
Your man diaper.
Sometimes I don't. I wear the lady diaper.
Do you?
Yeah. Feels different.
Nice. Thanks for sharing. That has been Fool's Daily.
SmogCon!
Is that what we're going to talk about?
We're going to talk SmogCon 2015. It is 2015, isn't it?
It is 2015. Oh, excellent. So if we're going to talk SmogCon, then you're going to do all the talking. I'm not going to say anything.
No, you will ask questions, probably.
Oh, well,
salient questions, I would have thought.
Okay. All right, then. If you think so. I'm not convinced, but there you go.
So, right. I went to SmogCon 2015.
How was it? Now, see, I've asked a salient question. How was it?
It was... I enjoyed myself. I have obviously been to cons before, Gen Con and Adepticon. So I have the real live American con experience already under my belt. I've been to SmogCon every year since it's started, back in the Firestorm days, the first 2 years. And then last year, obviously, we were running stuff at the Mandalay.
Yep.
So this is the fourth year. I believe John has a 5-year. John Webb, who is chief head honcho for SmogCon, has a 5-year plan for it. And I think where he is with SmogCon has happened a year early. So as you probably know, unless you've been living under a rock, a hobby rock, SmogCon is a pure PP event this year, which saddened some of us, but it was all for good reasons. And it was, you know, we've talked about it before. Good on him for doing it and going the way he did. And it was a purely PP event. It's the first time that the P3 painting awards have gone out of America, because there were P3 painting awards, painting competition there, which, if you think about it, is a huge thing. It's only ever been at Gen Con or Lock and Load, I think, which is their own event held in Seattle or Washington or wherever it is. So to have a P3 painting competition outside of the States, number one, and then essentially in Europe, number two, was a huge thing. The other thing is that, unbeknownst to anyone going there, including John Webb, who was running it, the keynote speech that normally takes place at TempleCon, they stopped halfway through and they did a to be continued at SmogCon. And everyone was going, what's going on here? What's going on here? So for those of you, again, who don't know what the keynote speech is, TempleCon is usually the first major con of the year. And PP used that opportunity to do a bit of marketing and talk about what's coming in Hordes and War Machine next. So they announced the Colossals at TempleCon. And they sort of made out that we would be really interested in what was going on for the new stuff, and they sort of gave spoilers potentially of we'd be squeeing over it and things like that. And
they weren't wrong.
There was a slight hint of it may not be it might be something else as well, you know. That's what I felt, but it was the Horde's version of the Colossals, which are the Gargantrons. I went to see the speech live being presented down in the in one of the rooms, and it was interesting seeing the UK or European reception to it as opposed to the Americans or an American con reception. It was 8:30 in the evening, so I'm guessing quite a lot of drink may have been imbibed as well by that point.
Less whooping and a hollering.
There was a lot of whooping and hollering, actually.
Really?
There was actually a lot of noise for specifically for one model.
The Hydra.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I've people who listen to this show know that the main reason that I don't do War Machine is that I don't like the models.
Yep.
That Hydra is one of the best kits I think I've ever seen.
I just wish I knew what it was coming in. Material-wise, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be metal.
It might have metal bits as well. You never know.
It's going to be Restic.
It's either going to be Restic or Hips, because they've obviously taken the plunge into Hips now, haven't they?
It was a gorgeous figure.
So this is the Desert Hydra, or as I prefer to call it, the Desert Hydra. Is a model from their sort of Monsternomicon type RPG type thing. So they've made this real in the Hordes War Machine world, and it does. It looks stunning, I think. But that went down well. Then you have the normal competitive gaming, the sort of pod mentality of a load of various pods. Competitions in the form of a pod with people who win those qualifying for the Masters, which is played out on Sunday. I should mention that this is a 3-day event, so we actually turned up on Thursday evening at the hotel down in Heathrow. I should probably say something about the hotel. This is the Radisson Blue Edwardian in Heathrow. I've stayed there before because the company I used to work for held their European tech conventions there. And that's for the last 2 years. So I've been there. I know the layout of the area and
that's not a skanky hotel.
The Edwardians are, they have, they're not the same as a Radisson, basically. They have a lot of, in inverted commas, class, you know,
They're business class hotels.
Oh, the decor in there is, you know, it's you got your water features, you got your big huge wooden bits of furniture and things like that. You know, they're quite plush. You know, it's a 4-star hotel at the end of the day.
Yep.
So very, very nice prices, obviously, to match that sort of thing. But there was, as long as you had your pass on you, you were eligible to 20% discount on drinks and things like that. So they'd gone some way to sort of think about things like that as well, you know, the drinking, and there were sort of lunchtime meal deals and things like this. So the breakfast in there is humongous. It's all you want sort of thing, all you can eat.
Yeah, it's a buffet type thing, isn't it?
You know, if you don't want to eat at lunchtime, you can stack up on breakfast, basically, if you want to. Being war gamers, some of us probably may have done that.
And then eat in lunch as well.
Yeah, but I didn't. I just had a normal breakfast, as it were. And then there with the gaming, going back to the gaming, we have the open play casual gaming called the Iron Arena, which is and there was loads of that going on. They had a board game area for playing PP games, even though we may have played non-PP games as well.
Surely not.
It was in the evening, so the new version of Cash and Guns came out whilst I was playing in the Monsterpocalypse SmogCon Finals of the Universe and Galaxy.
And you lost.
I may have come second.
And you lost.
I lost to somebody who's never played it before.
Because you're rubbish.
No, because he net decked and built a super monster thing.
So speaking of people who are rubbish, by the way, did you hear what happened to Mr. Matt Spooner at the last Malifaux tournament?
No, I didn't, no.
Digressing slightly. He hasn't got anything to do with SmogCon at all. It does to do with my friends all seem to be rubbish at wargaming.
Has it got anything to do with ridiculing him on air?
Possibly.
Then please, carry on talking then.
So he only needed 17. He needed 17.5 ranking points to go up in the rankings.
Yeah.
About which he was 100% convinced that he was going to do. Actually, turned out that not only did he fail to get the 17.5 points that he needed to go up in the rankings.
Did he get minus points in?
No, he didn't get minus points. But because other people below him did better than him, he actually went down in the rankings.
Which is the same as getting minus points, really.
Yeah, so he went from 95 to 100.
So that's not well. Not doing well, then.
No, no. So, and I believe there were some top-ranked players at SmogCon.
Oh, did you see the way you brought it back then?
I know, I was getting on it.
Do you know what? The distribution of people was immense. There were people from Australia, the States, and obviously Europe as well. So there was a big mix of players. I should say that there was, 400 tickets were sold. So it's not a small event either anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's 400 is outstanding.
Yeah.
It's absolutely immense. I mean, you have to give massive shout out to John
for John for organising it, and all the press gangers who and anyone who's not a press ganger who helped basically as well, because I don't know of any sort of issues. I just think there was a good vibe. I had a great time. We also had people over from Privateer Press, and that's the first time that that's happened as well. Outside of the States, we had Ed Burrell, Will Schick, and Doug Seacat over, and they were doing talks and seminars. Ron Cruzy was there as well. He's the head of the studio, so he actually judged the P3 Painting Awards as well. So these guys were there. They were not only there giving talks, they were there mingling in the bars, drinking proper beer, and some of them were even throwing down. There was a staff throwdown, so people got to play them, as well. And by all accounts, they appear to have had a good time as well, because I don't think all of them, apart from Ron, none of them have been outside of the States. So completely new experience, which obviously could go one of two ways. But by all accounts, they are looking forward to next year already. but that was good as well, having that sort of accessibility to people, and they were sort of mingling and being normal, they weren't sort of taking the huge celebrity sort of status that they get used to over in other places. They were just acting normal in with the gamers, as it were. So I had a very mellow time. I didn't actually sign up for anything this year because I thought, I've done it before, I'm just going to have some fun. So I ended up playing two games of Hordes. We had a doubles game. 50 points for each player, so that was 100 points each side. I obviously took part in the Mompok Championship, so I had a couple of games of those to refresh myself on the rules, and then took part in the Masters, as it were, where I played three more games, and just generally had a relaxing time, a relaxing and fun time. I kind of regret not entering the P3 this year, but it has made me want to enter it next year.
Okay.
It was two things, leaving things to the last minute and then painting to order sort of thing,
Yeah, which you're never good at.
Which is just rubbish. So if I'm going to do anything, I have to start painting months ahead. And the other thing is I'm going to paint something which isn't in the army, so it's going to be a proper piece, as it were, for the
position. Right.
But looking at all the feedback and all the stuff on Twitter and everything, it looks as though that people really enjoyed the event, and they're already sort of talking about the next year. There's a lot of talk of post-SmogCon blues and things like that, because they've just had a good time, you know?
Yeah.
You can game 24x7 if you want to, and people did do that. It looked as though, you know, on very many levels, that it's pressed the buttons, and it's been a big success, I think.
Cool. Well, I must admit, it certainly, seeing all the stuff certainly inspired me to get off my backside and sort something out for the games that I play for next year. So,
more to come on that in another episode.
I would think so. Well, what's the point of having a show if you can't plug what you're doing?
Exactly right. Babyboards.co.uk.
Yeah.
So, SmogCon.
So overall, you had a great time.
I really enjoyed myself. I had a good time.
Because you weren't sure about going.
I have been playing a bit of Hordes again. So I'm enjoying the game again, which is one thing. And the competitive side for me is no longer an important part of it as such.
Yeah, it's the socialising.
Yes. So I managed to do that. I mean, Friday and Saturday we went to the pub, the gastro pub around the corner, and we had lunch and a couple of pints of real beer sort of thing, you know, and we were under no time pressure to get back for the next round or get back for a tournament or whatever. We just sort of ambled back. Saturday I went back to bed and had a bit of a kip, you know.
Because you're old.
Exactly. And Friday we went back and had the doubles game. So we had no, you know, because we're not taking part in the competitive side, we didn't have any sort of urgency in what we were doing. We just mingle around and do stuff.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Very good. So that was SmogCon 2015.
That was SmogCon 2015. If you're Hordes or a PP fanboy, look out for 2016. Or I think, yeah, John's also already mentioned something about a summer con, even, potentially.
Wow.
But who knows what that is.
Yeah. What? And what faction is that Hydra for?
What?
What faction is the Desert Hydra for?
It is for Scorn, which are the...
Are they the Armored Elephants?
They are also the Armored Elephants, which are also cool beasts as well.
Hmm. There you go. Right. No, I'm not going to play your Hordes. Don't worry. until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily. Or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.